Welcome to your Soul Culture Oracle Morning Show podcast, where I dive into hot topics with a spiritual spin. I'm your host, Honey Amaya, and I'm thrilled to guide you through the thought-provoking conversations that inspire you to tap into your inner wisdom and live your very best life. From relationships and self-care to career to personal growth, I want to explore it all with a holistic approach. So grab your favorite drink, get comfortable, and join me for a soul coaching journey that will leave you feeling empowered and enlightened. Hey, you guys, this is Hannah Yamaya, your soul coach and oracle, along with inspirational messenger BG.
In the house.
So today we're talking about being blackballed, and we are doing like a spinoff on the Color Purple spinoff, but this is all about Taraji P. Henson and how she has been blackballed, and she is currently suing Oprah Winfrey for the blackball. So y'all stay tuned. We're gonna get more into this. We are gonna go for a break, and y'all stay tuned.
All right, we're back here. I'm your inspirational messenger, BG. What we're gonna look at today, we're gonna look at the video with Terrence Howard, and we're gonna look at this real quick, and then I'm gonna share my perspective with you on this, and I'm gonna drag Hannah in here too. But go ahead, let's get this started.
All right, here we go. Let's see. Mm-mm. Here we go, y'all. Y'all ready?
Want to pay special attention to a friend of mine.
Skipping, y'all. Excuse me.
Taraji P. Henson are truly amazing. You told me that I reminded you of someone. Your father. I wish he could be here to see you today. And if I could be so bold as to speak for him. Listen to me, TJ. You have made my heart glad.
Terrence Howard just went off on Oprah after he sent her a strong warning to leave her old friend Taraji alone. After Taraji got blackballed.
Y'all, it's skipping bad. I'm sorry.
For speaking out about the pay inequality in Hollywood and the awful treatment that she received while working on The Color Purple. Apparently, Terrence and Oprah have been secretly feuding for years now. After Terrence exposed their secret affair, according to sources, Oprah blackballed Terrence after that, and now Terrence feels like Oprah is doing the same thing to Taraji. This was confirmed by a source who said Oprah and the producers of The Color Purple were planning to completely blackball Taraji because she ruined the film with her rants and caused it to flop at the box.
Okay.
Box office. But Terrence is not having any of it, and he just came out to defend Taraji. Crazy thing is, this ain't the first.
Okay.
First time he's had to stand up against Oprah. He did the same thing a few years ago when Monique called Oprah out for blackballing her.
An Oscar. She's got an Oscar from it. And she's still an amazing actor, an amazing comedian.
So no hard feelings?
No. It shouldn't be.
Now we all know Terrence Howard does not have the clean. His track record in Hollywood. His personal life is a hot mess. And that's actually one of the reasons why he's been out of the spotlight for some time now. He's been exposed for being toxic in his relationships and saying some pretty wild stuff about women. His DV history was first published.
I'm sorry, y'all. It's skipping so bad.
criticized in 2001 when he was arrested for putting hands on his ex-wife, Lori Camas. According to court documents, Terrence broke down the front door of Lori's house and smacked her twice after the two of them had an explosive fight on the phone. Oh, but this behavior did not end with Lori, because when he remarried in 2010 to Michelle Gent, it also ended up being a very messy divorce after just 1 year. Michelle accused Terrence of DV and filed a restraining order against him. Now, Terrence denied the claims, even though Michelle literally showed up to court with a very nasty black eye. He later addressed the allegations made by both Lori and Michelle during his 2015 cover story for The Rolling Stones. When asked about Lori, Terrence said, "She was talking to me real strong."
Okay. So, Auntie Belinda, what you thinking? What is your thought on that?
Okay, now, first of all, what I was looking at and what really caught my eye was at the beginning when he was talking about Taraji said that he reminded her of somebody and said her father.
Right.
Now, that's a real compliment. That is, you know, considering the terms that she had with her dad, it had to be pretty good because they are real tight.
Right.
The thing that gets me about this whole thing is when he stepped in, not only to speak on Taraji's behalf, but to speak on Monique's behalf, everything starts coming against him. They want to show you all the negative things, things that happened in his relationship when married. You want to throw all of his past out here. This is what he's trying to do for somebody now.
Right.
And that's the part that really hits me, is they're trying to bring him down from the good that he's doing, and you bring in your past to try to suffocate him. Do you know this is what you learned from? So he's learned from his past. That's why he's doing something positive now.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason that I believe that Oprah is doing what she's doing, and all of this is coming out for him, as well as Taraji, as well as Monique, is that Oprah blackballed him. She blackballed him when they were in the movie together, The Butler.
Yeah.
And I think that was back in, I want to say it was either 2006. I can't find my information right now at this time, but I think that was the time when The Butler came out. I might not be accurate, but look it up. When they did the thing at Butler, that's when they started having feelings for each other. And I'm sorry, the video is not doing everything that's glitching right now, but in that video, it also talks about, he talks about the intimacy between him and Oprah.
Right.
And he said that she showed him the little girl, and he said he don't think anybody really has seen the little girl in her to even look at the woman that she is. And I believe that the reason she's blackballed him first was due to the fact she didn't want that to be out, because was she not with Stedman then?
Say that again.
Was she not with Stedman?
She was still with Stedman. They've been married for a while, though.
She was what?
She was still with Stedman.
Yeah, but then she had an affair with him and didn't want him to tell it. So now he's telling stuff.
Right.
Because he's messing with not only his friends, but she's doing things against black women. Black women are already making less money than in their fields than any other person out here. They making a lot less than the white women that are in the positions they're in.
Right.
And the thing about this is, even on the down here on our level, I'll put it that way.
Right.
But on the greater level, where the money is greater, and they're expecting that amount of money, then I don't understand what the problem is. It's not like Oprah is not aware of this, but she wants to blackball everybody because everybody's not doing shit her way. She's not God.
But she...
Come on, people.
That's the thing. The thing is that Oprah is in this... She put herself on a high pedestal. And I agree with you, but you gotta look at it from her side. Her name is on everything that she produced. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure that some of the movies that Terrence Howard was in, and Taraji P. Henson was in, she helped produce or she put money into it. You know what I'm saying? And Oprah is one of those people that has had, she's one of the most famous black women in the world. You know what I'm saying? So in her eyes, when they speaking ill on something that she helped produce, it's a replica of her name. And she is wrong, because even if everybody has a way to speak in the United States of America, we have the rule that we have the freedom to speak our mind, right?
That's right.
So I feel like she wants everybody to hush up when it comes to her, but Oprah does all this dirty work, like how she had put Monique family on her show when she had the talk show, after interviewing Monique, and then went behind Monique's back and had her mom and her dad and her aunt and all these people on here to talk about Monique and what happened in their family history. And that's when Monique got blackballed.
Oprah wants people to do stuff at a certain amount of money.
Yep.
When I know that she knows the facts and the figures, and she is still of the black race.
Right.
And then things that she's limited to do too, I understand that. Mm-hmm. Even though she is who she is, she's still limited because of her own color.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
So, my thing is, I don't understand this, because this is not the way you want it. You think it's okay to stomp on them. But take a deep breath and sit back and think about the fact of what you went through. She needs to think of what she went through, because when she's coming up in her rank, I mean, I don't know off the top of my dome which person said it, but they said Oprah was the ugliest woman he had ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I'm sure she didn't like that. But my thing is, you didn't have the money to do anything to these people. You can't do your business and everything constantly on your emotions. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, even though a lot of people are saying that what Taraji and Monique are doing is all emotional, is it? I don't think it is. Because you do the research and look at how black people are underpaid.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at the fact that the people this coming out with Taraji, this is showing that you're in a status where you are, and you're doing the same thing to black people that they've been going through.
Right, right, mm-hmm. right. And you know what?
I feel
like Oprah do not want to see nobody else talk about things that is going on in the industry behind the film, because we don't know what's going on behind these films. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what is being said behind these films. So we do have another video, right? And this video talks about how Oprah actually did blackball not just Terrence Howard, but she blackballs Miss Taraji P. Henson. So y'all listen to this one, and we're going to go into this one, okay?
Assertion that Taraji is to blame for the failure of the film Color Purple at the box office. It would appear that the hot relationship between the two individuals is still going strong. Y'all remember how Taraji went on and on about the working conditions and the terrible pay? Well, Oprah is convinced that all that talking that Taraji did made fans boycott the movie, which caused it to tank. Multiple reports have revealed that Oprah and the other producers are now trying to blackball Taraji, and y'all already know. 50 Cent is not here for it, because he already has a long-standing fight with Oprah. Word on the streets is that not only is Taraji getting blackballed, but she is also losing jobs and gigs that she already had before, because nobody wants to work with her anymore. Well, 50 Cent is not about to let Oprah get away with this behavior again, and he just sent a warning to her, telling her to back off or he's going to spill some dirt on her. There's a lot going on here, so let's break down this drama. Given Taraji's current state of disarray, It appears that the messy drama surrounding The Color Purple is even more problematic than we could have imagined. Taraji has been blustering about how lowballing the movie and how her revelations have caused a snowball effect, bringing attention to the unsightly treatment of Black women in the entertainment industry. As a result, many people are offended by Taraji's public outing of Oprah and the film, believing that it was inappropriate for her to discuss the film negatively when she was meant to be promoting it. Typically, actors have to say pleasant and great things about the movie they're promoting, which is the entire idea of a press run. It's supposed to get fans interested and anxious to see the movie. And this is why it's crucial for performers to keep things positive till the movie is out. However, to be fair to Taraji, it's not like she wanted to trash talk the movie or get this topic started. She was speaking from a place of hurt and frustration, and the situation just got out of hand after that. It started when she was in a SAG after interview, where she admitted that she hasn't seen a pay upgrade since Proud Mary in 2018, and she revealed that she almost turned down her role in Color Purple because of the low pay that she was offered.
I haven't seen a raise in my income since Proud Mary. And almost had to walk away from Color Purple. Yes, ma'am. Who said what? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Because you know what? If I don't take a stand, how am I making it easy for Fantasia and Danielle and Hallie and Felicia? Then why am I doing this? If it's all just for me, why are you here?
This started a larger discussion about how many Black women in the industry frequently receive less money than they deserve. For example, Viola Davis, one of the greatest actresses of our generation, has talked about how she continues to receive less money even after receiving the highest honor in acting, EGOT status.
What they're getting paid, which is half of what a man is getting paid, well, we get probably a tenth of what a Caucasian woman gets. And I'm number one on the call sheet. And then I have to go in and I have to hustle for my worth. I had a friend who said, yeah, but Viola, your career is better than my career. I said, yeah, but you can't compare me to you. Because once again, I got the Oscar, I got the Emmy, I got the two Tonys. I've done Broadway, I've done off-Broadway, I've done TV, I've done film, I've done all of it. I have a career that's probably comparable to Meryl Streep, Julianne Moore, Sigourney Weaver. They all came out of Yale. They came out of Juilliard, they came out of NYU. They had the same path as me, and yet I am nowhere near them. Not as far as money, not as far as job opportunities, nowhere close to it. And yet I have to constantly get on that phone, and I have fabulous agents, by the way, they are getting it. But I have to get on that phone and people say, you're a Black Meryl Streep. You are, and we love you. We love you. There is no one like you. Okay, then if there's no one like me, you think I'm that, you pay me what I'm worth. You give me what I'm worth.
So yeah, this conversation quickly blew up and it got bigger than just Taraji, because even Kiki Palmer and Gabrielle Union spoke up about it.
I'm a Black actress and producer in Hollywood. Of course, I'm going to have to work until it's the end.
But then Taraji got people talking again when she broke down in her interview with Gayle King, because she was so hurt and sad. And she even said that she was considering leaving the profession altogether because she was sick and tired of it.
I'm just tired of working.
Okay, so let's talk about it, Auntie. What is your thoughts before we go on this break?
Part of it I really like was the fact that a lot of it is being revealed, because like I said, this is the year of revealing a lot of stuff.
Right.
Now, maybe I can say, Taraji, if you look at it from that point of view, maybe she did come out at the wrong time, according to them, and said about being underpaid and things that she's gone through with the industry and how long it's been since she even got a raise.
Right.
Okay, that she hadn't had one. Maybe that was the wrong time while The Color Purple was coming out. However, it was better to her advantage, because if you think about it, just share my perspective, if she was not as great as she said, then why did she cause the color purple to lose all that money?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing, I'm going to repeat this again, you know, guys, for y'all listeners out there, but as Black people, we are hushed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We are supposed to sit here like we still in slavery days, and we're not supposed to speak our mind. We're supposed to be quiet. And as Oprah, being a Black woman herself, I would think that she would be one of those people that was for her people. You come on now. You know what I'm saying? Because if, like, again, I don't know if y'all listened to the last episode where we did talk about the controversy of The Color Purple and how Taraji P. Henson wasn't getting, you know, paid, and she hasn't seen no money since Proud Mary. But at the end of the day, it'd be different if it was coming from a white person.
It would. Just like Viola Davis said.
Right.
People tell her she's a Black Meryl Streep, but it's just like she said. Black women, they say they get paid half of what that half of what a white man pays, and they would only, and Black women, no, white women only get paid half of what white men get paid,
mm-hmm.
and the Black woman gets paid maybe a fourth of what the white woman gets.
Right.
So it doesn't matter. It just seems like it really doesn't matter how great they try to be. And all the Oscars and Emmys and different things that she's shown that she can do.
Right.
She can actually do the work, but then you still want to underpay her.
Right.
I mean, when are they supposed to speak out? When?
Right.
When is the appropriate time?
And I feel like...
Why is it that Oprah's not speaking out?
And
I'm sorry.
I feel like there is no appropriate time.
The appropriate time is when spirit leads you to open your mouth. That is the appropriate time.
And people feel like that they got to wait until something is over, until something is presented. But why do I got to wait to speak how I'm feeling? Because this is bothering me. You know what I'm saying? It's not bothering the film. She didn't say something. She said something about The Color Purple. And she said the reason why she wanted to quit is because of the low pay.
Exactly.
It's because of them not being treated fairly, where they had to drive to work and they didn't have food to eat at the scene. You know what I'm saying? Like,
all in one dressing room.
All of them in one dressing room. You know,
exactly.
Some things you just, I feel like people are making Taraji look like the bad guy.
Yeah, and they're trying to make them all look like the bad guy. But the thing about it is, I don't think that Oprah was ready to be hit with that.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that it could be or it could not be. But a lot of things seems like a lot of things changed when Steven Spielberg got his hand in it too.
Mm-hmm.
But you can bet your bottom dollar he got his.
Yep.
And he wasn't underpaid.
Nope. Sure wasn't. He wasn't. Well, you guys, we're going to go to break. This is Hannah Yamaya, your Soul Culture Oracle, along with the co-host of your Soul Culture Oracle podcast, Inspirational BG. We'll be back with more about being blackballed. Y'all stay tuned.
We'll be back.
Hey, sup? It's your boy Unleash. You guys looking for a podcast that covers love, relationships, trending issues, and taboo topics for people of color? Tune in to Melanin Vibes, hosted by Nikki. Join the conversation that get insights, advice, and engaging discussions that educate, empower, and entertain. Subscribe now. And be sure to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Melanin Vibes. Vibes, that's V-Y-B-E-Z. I'll let your boy.
We're back. And As we talked about being blackballed, this is the episode, season six, episode six, being blackballed with your girl, Hannah Yamaya, and Inspirational BG, Inspirational Messenger BG, y'all. So I did find another video that I wanted to play for us so we could go ahead and get into more of being blackballed. So I'm gonna play this video. Then me and Inspirational BG is going to talk about this more, okay? So y'all here you guys, y'all listen to this. Oh, I gotta put this out though.
There's several interviews she did being all emotional about the pay disparity in Hollywood.
I'm just tired of working so hard, being gracious at what I do, getting paid a fraction of the cost. I'm tired of hearing my sisters say the same thing over and over. You get tired. I hear people go, "You work a lot." Have to. The math ain't mathin'.
According to credible sources, the executive producers of The Color Purple had an emergency conference call with Oprah Winfrey and blamed Oprah and Taraji for The Color Purple flopping. Reportedly, the film went direct to DVD while still in theaters because the producers are now trying to get back as much money as they can after the flop. And they feel like Oprah should have sat Taraji down and gotten her in line before she started airing her issues while promoting the film. Allegedly, in the conversation they had, the exec said that Taraji would be blackballed because she is the reason why the film essentially stalled and cost them millions of dollars. But guess what? Taraji is opening up again. Obviously, Taraji's comments about her experience with pay disparity in Hollywood and the revelation that she nearly turned down the film because she felt lowballed went viral, mostly because of what she said. But now Taraji is saying that it's not fair that people are talking more about what she said than the film. Like, she actually told Today, "I hope they can focus back onto this film because right now, to me, it feels like what I said is now becoming louder than this beautiful film. And that's not fair to me or anybody in the film because the film deals with women who are oppressed, who live in an oppressed system, men and women, and all the characters in that film except for the white people. So that movie is about healing. That movie is about sisterhood." Okay, but did Taraji really expect her comments not to go viral? I mean, the things she was saying were pretty serious. Wasn't she the one who was crying in interviews talking about how she's tired of the pay disparity? Taraji even opened up more about what she went through on The Color Purple, saying in an interview with the New York Times that she almost had to walk away from the film over...
Question. Would you know the website?
So y'all heard that? Did y'all hear what was said, right?
Yeah.
Y'all hear what she... It went to break, so I'm gonna let the break play and then we gonna go back. But Auntie Inspirational BG... What do you think about that?
I think that when this was done and where she tried to talk and say that she didn't want to be the one, her voice being louder than the movie, I believe that that was some behind the scenes thing where they actually pulled her and let her know that she needed to do something to try to retract back that a little bit. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't retract it if it's already out there. So it's kind of like putting lipstick on a pig.
Right.
How are you going to do that and then you're going to try to change it up to make Oprah look good? I believe at that point where she was doing that, she had already been told she was going to be blackballed. So she was trying to clean up her stuff. Mm-hmm. But it was too late. It was already out there.
Right.
What do you think?
I think that that's what happened too. I feel like they wanted her to, try to fix it. Now, honestly, let me break something down for y'all, because that movie, the musical, did not fall. Okay, it just didn't make the money. Now, in the box office, in the movie box office, they were actually up in rank. You know what I'm saying? They actually were up in rank. I think the producers are just mad because they didn't make the amount of money that they made, that they put into this musical. You know what I'm saying? So it didn't really flop. Yeah. It wasn't really a flop in the theaters and the movie box. It was a flop in the production, where the production didn't get the money back that they put into making that movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, honestly, they looking at it, and I get it, you know, it's all about money, and money is the rule of all evil, and money makes the world go round, but that's not Taraji's fault that the movie didn't make the amount of money that they put in.
No, I don't believe it was her fault either. But the part that I heard in there that kind of hit me a little bit in the interview was when they said Oprah should have pulled Taraji to the side and more or less like reprimanded her. Oprah's not her mother.
Mm-hmm.
But is Oprah going to reprimand somebody about how they feel about the way they're being treated?
Right. Right.
So who is supposed to? No. She said what she said, and she meant what she said. And as far as the money, they were upset because they didn't reach what they had forecast.
Right.
That's what any type of business. You sit up there and you forecast what you feel that you will do financially. Nobody says that you're always going to hit that goal.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted to hit that goal, then from the beginning, your foundation should have been more secure. You should have had a better foundation as far as how you were going to pay the people. You should have had a better foundation as how you were going to have people be there, how they were going to be comfortable, have food, and have some privacy. Everybody don't have to dress in the same room, bumping into each other. You did all these cutbacks on these things. You cut back on that, then you should have given the people the money that they deserve to have.
Right.
Forecast all this, and your pockets really aren't hurting.
Facts.
Your pockets aren't hurting.
So
didn't make the money in the areas you thought you were gonna make money.
Right. So we're gonna play the rest of this video, and we're gonna give you some more. You know, we're gonna give you our opinion and what we think. Okay.
Paying her and the work conditions. She also said that she was also forced to audition for the role of Suge Avery despite being director Blitz Bazawule's number one choice, having success on Empire, and earning an Oscar nomination, among other accolades. Then she said that they were given rental cars to drive themselves to the set, and she was just like, I can't drive myself to set in Atlanta. This is insurance liability. It's dangerous. Now they robbing people. What do I look like taking myself to work by myself in a rental car? Apparently, when she asked if she could get a driver or security to take her, she was told that if they do it for her, they would have to do it for everybody else. And she was like, well, do it for everybody. In addition, there were videos that made rounds on social media that made it look like Taraji was just done with Oprah and the show. Like, there was a video where Taraji looked like she was fighting back her urge to cry, and it really looked like she may have felt slighted by Oprah. Fans also noted how Oprah moved away from Taraji to pose next to Danielle Brooks, and after doing so, her smile noticeably widened, while fellow cast member Fantasia Barrino appeared concerned as she looked over at Taraji. And there was that other one where Oprah appeared to be cool with everybody else promoting the film and even held them on the shoulders while they talked. But when it came to Taraji, Oprah didn't even touch her. Let's not forget the other interviews Taraji did after the first ones where she basically talked about the same thing. Girl, how does she expect the thing she said not to go viral, especially when it's been the only thing she's been saying in all the interviews? Plus, Taraji was all emotional when she was working with Oprah, who does have a history of not treating Black women well. So again, how did she expect people not to look at Oprah sideways? Honey, we still haven't forgotten what happened to Monique, who, by the way, was also blackballed after she spoke about how Oprah treated her.
Oprah Winfrey said nothing, though there was a conversation that she had with my husband, and she agreed with the position that was being taken. So when it hit that I was difficult, she stayed quiet.
Yeah, we can definitely see a pattern here. Well, Oprah attempted to defuse some of the hate after Taraji's comment on Instagram in an appreciation post, which featured photos of her with Taraji. In her caption, which she shared a day after Taraji posted about her and called her a steady and solid beacon of light for the cast, Oprah wrote that she long admired Taraji and had fiercely welcomed her to the Purple Sisterhood, saying, Taraji, the stage is now yours, and I already see the standing ovations for you. Oprah actually had to address the issue again because even after posting about Taraji, people still said that she probably mistreated Taraji.
Taraji will tell you herself that I've been the greatest champion of this film, championing not only the behind the scenes production, but also everything that everybody needed. So whenever I heard that there was something that people needed, I'm not in charge of the budget because that's Warner Brothers. You know, that's the way the studio system works. And we as producers, everybody gets their salary. That's negotiated by your team. And so whenever I heard there was an issue or there was a problem with the cars or there was a problem with the food, I would step in and do whatever I could to make it right.
Now, in the interview with Today, Taraji talked about the comments Oprah made saying there's nothing to spend. She was like, I see what's going on, but there's nothing to spend there. You saw the woman doing the electric slide in the dust with us. She was right there in the field doing the electric slide. She held our hands the entire production. She showed up, she was there. There are producers that don't show up on set. According to what Taraji said, Oprah didn't even get in touch with her team or her people when she needed her. She reached out to her and told her, Taraji, if there's anything you need, you let me know. And she apparently said with a shaking voice, well, yeah, since she asked. Taraji also once again said that when she told her anything, Oprah fixed everything the next day. Also, although Oprah had noted in her ET interview that she was not in charge of the film's budget because it was Warner Brothers' responsibility, Taraji still applauded Oprah for stepping up, adding, that's what a producer is supposed to do. Honey, as much as Taraji is out here saying that it's not fair for people to be focusing on her comments and not the film, don't you think it's a little too late for her to be saying that? In fact, word on the street is that all these attempts to try and defuse the situation are just PR. Reportedly, Oprah is mad that the conversation became all about her. And she also believes that the film flopped because of Taraji. And because of that, she has pulled some strings to make sure that Taraji is officially blackballed. Like, Taraji has been officially Moniqued.
I've never seen another black woman on the magazine other than Oprah Winfrey. I've seen other women on the cover with her, but I've never seen a black woman on the cover of that magazine. And that's a sister that was... And Oprah Winfrey took a stand and said, we gotta get justice. As you took a stand for our sister that was, you took part in my career.
Child, there are pretty high chances that Taraji will be saying the same things Monique said in a couple of months, because the gatekeepers are already having conversations about not wanting to work with her. Well, something else that has been said is that the execs of The Color Purple allegedly feel like Taraji has been pretty vocal about the pay disparity in Hollywood because she did not get nominated for the Golden Globe Awards. Remember, Fantasia Barrino and Danielle Brooks got nominated for their stellar performances, even though neither scored an award. But Taraji, on the other hand, didn't even get nominated. Well, things are apparently about to get even worse for Taraji moving forward. And once again, there have been reports that Oprah will just let it happen, just like she did with Monique. In fact, since Oprah was banking on the success of The Color Purple for other projects, she's even more pressed that because of Taraji, the film didn't do that great. Well, damn, I really don't know what the future looks like for Taraji. But a lot of people are saying it's not looking good. Maybe Monique and Taraji should fund their own film, name it Blackballed, and cash in. But what are your thoughts? Do you think Taraji's comments contributed to the film's flop? Do you think Oprah is secret?
So what you think, Auntie? What we got going on over here? Because I don't think Taraji's, her words and what she said on live TV has to do anything with that musical flopping. I don't feel like Taraji P. Henson should be blackballed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't believe it had that great of impact on it. What made it is just like they say, when you continue so long on a fire and then you finally throw gasoline.
Yes.
She started out with a small fire, and then between Warner Brothers and Oprah carrying on so about the film, because you hadn't heard Steven Spielberg say anything.
Yeah.
Them constantly throwing logs on the fire, throwing gasoline on the fire. You're throwing gasoline on the fire when you're trying to make the woman retract it and try to put a band-aid on a big cut.
Right.
She had already opened up the wound, and you guys start going off in it by trying to get her to apologize and trying to get her to say positive things about what Oprah was doing. It's like they say, it's PR. Okay?
Right.
So they gonna make sure she try to do something to pull some of the dirt off of Oprah. But in the meantime, Oprah is still doing everything according to what Warner Brothers wants, and she still wants her blackball.
Right.
I mean, your actions speak louder than your words. you say one thing, but when you're in the public eye with her, you don't touch her, you don't embrace her, you don't do nothing. As a matter of fact, you move to the other end of the line on the other side of everybody so you don't have to be with her, and then you automatically grinning because you, and you're relieved because you're not right up on her.
Right.
That calculation right there lets me know you're guilty.
Yeah. She looks guilty.
You're showing your own guilt.
Yeah. And so they, I actually just seen something where they said Denzel Washington has a lot to say about what Oprah has done. And
everything is being uncovered.
Yes.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And basically Denzel Washington confronts Oprah. And I want to talk about that too, because now you, I think he's confronting Oprah about the blackballing, because this is not the last, this is not the first person or the last person that she has blackballed. You get what I'm saying? So I want us to take a break, and I want us to come back, and I'm gonna play this video of Denzel Washington confronting Oprah about how she has blackballed two legendary stars, and we're talking about Monique and Taraji P. Henson. Okay, so y'all stay tuned. It's your Soul Culture Oracle Podcast with Hannah Yamaya and Inspirational Messenger BG. We'll be back with more with Being Blackballed.
Hey, hey, sup? Thank you for listening to the Kiss and Tell Podcast with Nick and yours truly. I need everyone to go do me a favor. Check out Amy and Associates on Facebook. Like, follow, and invite at least 5 people for a chance for your business to be highlighted on the next episode. Having trouble finding it? Try facebook.com/logosbya. If you enjoy listening to us, take a moment to follow the podcast Facebook page at facebook.com/KMT Podcast. Again, that's facebook.com/KMT Podcast. Holla at
you. All right, y'all. So we're back with more with your Soul Culture Oracle, Hannah Yamaya, and Inspirational Messenger, BG. And remember, I was telling you about how Denzel Washington has confronted Oprah, okay? Confronted Oprah about how she has blackballed two women, two really beautiful stars. And so I'm going to play this video, and I want y'all to hear it, and then we're going to give our perspective on what we think, and we're going to let you see how the industry works, and then we're going to give our spiritual spin on this little aspect, okay? So here we go. We're going to get this thing start jumping. All right, here we go, y'all.
Oprah is feeling the heat. Taraji and a bunch of other black actresses are calling her out for not paying them enough. You won't believe this, but even big guns like 50 Cent and Denzel Washington are backing them up. What's the story behind all these allegations against Oprah, and how are black artists reacting? Well, Taraji was recently in The Color Purple, a 2023 musical drama produced by Oprah. It's a powerful tale about the life struggles of a black woman in the early 1900s South. This is actually the second adaptation of Alice Walker's novel. Oprah starred in the 1985 version. But anyway, fans were stoked about this new version. Let's see how things turn out. You wouldn't believe what happened next. Taraji was on Gayle King's Sirius XM radio show. You know, Gayle, Oprah's best friend. They got to chatting, and Gayle asked if Taraji was thinking about letting go of acting. That question made Taraji stop for a moment. She covered her face with her hands and started crying. It was such a shocking moment. You know, there have been numerous times when we've seen her looking downcast during interviews, right? Take, for instance, when she had to promote The Color Purple. It was clear she wasn't thrilled about it. In fact, she appeared to be quite hurt. So, why the long face, you ask? Well, a little birdie told us that Oprah didn't really open up her purse strings for Taraji. In fact, the two even locked horns on set over this very issue. I know. It's hard to swallow that someone as lovely and warm as Oprah could be anything but. But hey, that's Tinseltown for you. Not all that glitters is gold. Taraji didn't just hold her peace. In fact, she was just getting started. During another interview, you know, that one with the SAG-AFTRA Foundation conversations, she switched gears and talked about something a lot of us can relate to: staying passionate even when it feels like no one's noticing. She even shared a pretty shocking claim she'd heard, that apparently, there's not a lot of money for black actors because somehow their stories don't translate overseas. I mean, can you believe that? But you know what? This isn't the first time Taraji's expressed frustration about her pay. Back in 2019, she confessed that she wasn't really thrilled with the $100,000 she got for starring in David Fincher's The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, where she shared the screen with big shots like Brad Pitt and Cate Blanchett. But Taraji, being the tough cookie she is, negotiated her way up to a $150,000 check, even though it was still quite a bit short of the $500,000 she originally had her sights set on. Do you recall that Taraji got an Oscar nod for her role in that movie? It's pretty jaw-dropping to think that someone of her stature still faces racism in her acting career. And just imagine how grueling it must be for rookies just tiptoeing into the industry. Now, here's something that may shock you. Oprah, a major player in the black community, stands accused of fueling the discrimination between black and white actors. Now, you might be wondering, why doesn't Taraji just call out Oprah by name? But here's the thing, dropping her name could spell the end of your career. We've seen it happen to a lot of big names. Guess what happened with Oscar-winning actress Monique? She claimed that Oprah and Tyler Perry were spreading gossip that she was a hassle to work with. This all happened because she chose not to do any unpaid press gigs during the Oscars run for a movie. And you know as well as I do that the rumor mill can be lethal for an actor's career. And seriously, why should any actor go to promotional events they're not getting paid for and wasn't even in their contract? More than 10 years have passed and Monique hasn't had the successful career she should have had, and Oprah played a big part in that. Even now, Monique is still asking for a public apology from Oprah and Tyler. Can you believe it? The list just keeps getting longer. Black celebrities who have been mistreated by Oprah. Did you know that Taraji's co-stars, like the talented singer Fantasia Barrino and the amazing Halle Bailey, weren't paid what they truly deserved by Oprah? It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? Who's actually standing up for these black actresses? Thankfully, Taraji and others aren't alone. They've got an industry giant in their corner, the legendary Denzel Washington, along with a handful of other celebrities. And they aren't keeping quiet. They're speaking up, calling out Oprah, and standing against the unfair treatment of hard-working black artists. Denzel, you know, the actor with the Oscar on his mantle, he's always been there for the black artists in the industry. Have you ever heard him talk about racism? He's so passionate about it, how it confuses and misguides people. And then there's Oprah, with her wealth on display, claiming it's a form of generosity. But you look at Denzel and you see someone genuinely committed to helping black people. His work with Save Africa's Children speaks volumes, don't you think? His dedication is so sincere you can't help but see it. And he's not afraid to call out what's wrong in Hollywood, where big names like Oprah can twist things and push black actors to play characters that go against what they believe in. Remember that interview Denzel did? He talked about the weird, often dark side of the movie industry. He even shared a story about a movie role he was offered in 86, They Couldn't Kill. In the movie, he, a black man, was falsely accused of attacking a white woman. The plot had his character getting electrocuted and hung, and yet somehow he was the hero. Strange stuff, right? You wouldn't believe what really shook Denzel. It was the laid-back vibe of some big Hollywood names during auditions. He found nothing funny about it and ended up saying no to a hefty paycheck for a role that stirred up some controversy. Boy, did that decision turn out to be a good one. He was up for an Oscar next for his work in Cry Freedom, standing up to the ugly and offensive roles that the Hollywood top dogs were pushing onto black artists. Well, it just goes to show his true grit, doesn't it? But this whole thing with Denzel got folks thinking. Are the Hollywood higher-ups pressuring black actors to let go of their values? What about those with real clout, like Oprah? Are they truly looking out for the artists? Denzel, 50 Cent, and a few other celebs are stepping up to back Taraji and other black actresses. Get this. Denzel told Taraji to hit the road, Jack, or rather Oprah, and join his crew instead. The interesting bit? Fans are now piecing things together, reminding us that 50 Cent was one of those original gangsters who called out Oprah a while back for her sketchy actions.
Yep.
He said it loud and clear that she was betraying black actors while playing safe with white predators. No joke, 50 Cent has a track record of publicly standing up against Oprah. He just did an interview with The Guardian where he spoke about his beef with Oprah, criticizing her for painting his music as ignorant. His point? Everyone pens down something meaningful from their tough times, so why should they be stopped from expressing these experiences in their true form? You know, it's intriguing to see how people like Denzel and 50 Cent don't hesitate to call out Oprah. They believe she's been using her platform mostly to boost her wallet and to leverage her position. It does make you wonder, doesn't it? Especially because Oprah, of all people, must have faced racism herself. Yet now that she's reached the top, it seems like she's not as outspoken about racial inequality as she used to be. Remember those early Oprah days when she was such a force for these issues? But it's like her tune changed as her fame grew. It's almost as if we've been misled by her just so she could climb the ladder of success. Pretty shocking, huh? Did you catch that article in the New York Post? Apparently, Oprah's been catching some flack from her own family. They're saying she's been embellishing her past, spinning tales of poverty and hardships that weren't really there just to jack up her ratings. Her cousin Catherine even went on record to refute Oprah's claims that she grew up without new clothes or toys. And those two pet cockroaches Oprah said she had? Catherine called shenanigans on that too, actually describing Oprah as a bit spoiled when she was a kid. When Catherine brought all this up with Oprah, she got a kind of dismissive answer. That's what people want to hear because the truth is boring. But that's not all. Insiders have been saying that Oprah treats black and white artists differently in the industry. So why aren't big names like Denzel calling her out? Well, it's simple. Taking Oprah head on could be career suicide. She's one of those few celebrities you just can't afford to cross. Hey there, what's your take on this? Do you reckon more celebrities should step up and throw their weight behind black artists? I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you found this video...
Now, BG, did you hear what he said?
Yes, I heard it. And I want to see how many going to step up. Who's going to step up? And I'm just going to dive in here with just a piece, and it may trigger some people, and I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a young lady here in Hopkins. I don't know her name. That Stedman has got a baby with.
Mm-hmm.
And when Oprah found out that Stedman had this young lady, had a baby with this lady, I don't know what all took place, but I don't think Stedman has been back this way since Oprah intervened.
Mm-hmm.
So people act like they're shocked on stuff. I'm not shocked. If she would do something like that to tear that man away from his style, I don't even know if he has contact with his style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you think what she's doing and now the family is speaking up? I'm not surprised. Money changes people. Fame changes people. They say, oh, I wouldn't change. Yes, you would. Even she had said in one interview years ago, she had changed. And they said, well, so the same person that did your hair before you got famous is still doing your hair. She said, no. Then they said, I proved my point. You've changed.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm not shocked about people bringing out stuff about Oprah. Yeah, Oprah has changed. She has changed. And she's going to continue to change.
Mm-hmm.
But the path that she's chosen is her path. We can't pull her down and correct her off of this path, but we can stop some of the stuff that she's doing to the black people.
But you...
And that interview is right. She doesn't talk about the equality of black people like she used to.
No. Not since she stopped talking, not since she stopped doing her own talk show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably got paid to stop doing that.
But you know what? I was thinking this. I was thinking that the reason why she's not doing all that talking about black people equality is because it wasn't fucking her idea.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And the reason why I say that is because when you are in the industry like there, and there's a dark side and there's a light side of being in the industry, the TV film industry. Even though she has rose up to be the biggest, the famous, the most, she's a big dog, and you know big dog eat little dog any day, right? But back then she had somebody sign. Back then she had somebody signing her checks. Writing her scripts.
And she still do.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just now Oprah got her own studio. She's signing checks. It's her world.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It's her world. She can do what the fuck she want in her studios because guess what? That's hers. Her name on that. It's called the Oprah Winfrey Network. And you know what? The only way we gonna be able to blackball Oprah the way she's doing Monique, the way she did Taraji, the way she did Terrence, is we stop watching the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Mm-hmm. I don't watch it. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Don't throw a rock. I don't watch it because I was faithful in following behind her.
Yes. Well, she was on NBC, ABC. You know what I'm saying? Before she even got on Oprah Winfrey Network, she had been on, wasn't it NBC?
I think it was.
It was NBC, yes.
And all that she was doing and people she was bringing on and she was off with this, that, and the third.
Mm-hmm.
But I even thought it was just kind of shady when she encouraged Obama to run for president.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it was about her running for president, oh no, she didn't want no part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because a lot of the skeletons in your closet come out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's more hers out there.
Right. Big fact.
But they're coming out anyway, because like I said, this is a year of masks falling off, people are being revealed. You may blackball somebody, but you'll probably be blackballing yourself while you're trying to blackball them.
Yep.
This is what she's doing to learn.
Right.
A lot of stuff is coming out of the closet.
Mm-hmm. And the thing I would say is what you eat don't make me shit, Miss Oprah Winfrey. But what you not gonna do, and this is, I don't agree with it, you know what I'm saying? I understand that you own your own studios and you are a producer and you got money, but that's why black people don't have nothing now, because we don't know how to stick together.
Mm-hmm.
We down each other everywhere, every time we get a chance. Oh, you're doing better than me. Oh, you got more money than me. Oh, your business is better than mine. Oh, this and this and this and this. You get what I'm saying? When is it going to stop?
I wish somebody would tell me, because I was talking about the same thing the other day. When is this madness going to stop, people? When are we going to stop? I mean, we may not have the money to blackball like she's blackballing, but we're still blackballing one another.
Mm-hmm.
We're blackballing one another.
And if we ain't blackballing one another,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And if we not blackballing one another, somebody trying to blackmail you.
That whole part.
Yeah.
And trust me, some of them getting blackmailed.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Mm-hmm. What was you saying before I said what I said?
Go ahead.
No, I was asking, what was you saying?
No, I was just saying, you know, the thing about it is, like you said, you know, what are they doing it for? It's all materialistic.
Right.
You're doing all this to appease who?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people can take it any kind of way they want to. I say what I say. That's just me. But in looking at all of this, Oprah reminds me of the nigga that didn't want to be in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. He's like the nigga that didn't want to be in the field, so you do everything so the white man will let you in the house.
Yep. An ass kisser. I'ma say it. Oprah is
I was trying to be polite, people, but that's family. Look at it.
She ain't nothing but an ass kisser. All she do is want to kiss. And don't get me wrong, I am not prejudiced. I love white people. I love all people. You know what I'm saying? But all she want to do is kiss people's ass that's not the same color as her.
Okay.
And I people may be mad at what they about to hear. I don't give a fuck. Okay. When you become an ass kisser, you become subjective to the oppressor.
Okay.
Meaning that
you're elevated what you're doing there.
Right. Okay. Yes. So, you know, back in the day in school, I'm not a millennial. Okay, I'm 36 years old. I'm an 80s baby. I was the last of the last of the last, okay?
But
back in the day, when we seen kids in school kissing teachers' ass, we called them ass kissers.
Exactly.
Or African booty scratchers.
Okay.
I'ma scratch your ass, you gonna scratch my ass, and then I'ma lick your ass and you gonna lick. That's what it was.
That's what they do. And then it's those that speak out. We're the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Are we the problem, or is it the problem that, as the old cliche says, you can't handle the truth?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
And all of this about, because you don't talk down to me. Who the hell are you? You sleep with somebody? Oh, fuck. You God now?
Right.
Oh, we just a bad guy. Uh-uh.
Right.
Trust me. I don't know if this will get edited out, but I'm just going to say it. You can be that all day nigga and do what you do, Oprah. But you better remember that I use the term nigga, and I don't care what you do for white people. They will rally together to kill a nigga. And
right.
Me, you don't make as much money as they do, and you never will, because they got the system for them, so it'll never happen for you.
Facts.
So, and that's one of the real reasons I believe she won't jump out there and do, because she knows they will rally together to support her.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
true.
Either way, you're beginning to come down. You're coming down. And I believe people like 50 Cent, Denzel Washington, Terrence Howard, any of these other people that you have put your finger on negatively, they're coming back and they're going to set a flame under your ass for other people. And it's nothing like putting fear when they all rally together to kill you, because white people think you're one of the great.
Yep. That's the truth. So you guys, this is your Soul Culture Oracle, Hannah Yamaya, on your Soul Culture Oracle podcast. And I just want to give you guys a little inspiration before I turn the mic back over to Inspirational Messenger BG, because you know she gonna come back with some nuggets. But at the end of the day, no matter what color you is, what ethnic you is, where you from, who you belong to, who you kin to, make sure that you know that equality matters in this world. And no matter who you are, no matter what you do, stand up for your rights. Stand up for what you believe in. Whether it's going to hurt you, whether it's going to break you, whether it's going to make you stand up. Because when we hold in something so long, we end up breaking ourselves. When it's something that we deal with, that we're bothered, we end up breaking ourselves. We end up letting someone else break us because we waited too long to speak up. We waited too fucking long to say this. We waited too long to say that. Speak up. That's the reason why we have, that's why I was one of the you know, one of the rules in the United States of America is, well, you have the right to speak your freedom. Speak what's on your mind. Auntie Belinda, BG.
Thank you, Hannah. Thank you, Hannah Yamaya. Yes, this is your inspirational messenger, BG. And I'm hoping that something will touch you and make you think about being these and what you don't want to be like. When you're lifted up to a higher realm and money and stuff are going, don't step on your people, because all of this is gonna be more things to unfold. And my thing is, you need to understand that the truth will always set you free. And no matter who you are, no matter where you're from, you need to know that nobody out here has a greater force of God within them than you.
So you guys,
and don't you let nobody tell you when to be quiet. When it's your turn to speak out, you speak out. Because there's somebody else out there that needs you to speak out, because there's some oppressor that take some on them.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So, you guys, we're going to call it a night. Y'all tune in this Saturday for your Soul Coach Oracle podcast. As me and Inspirational BG will be back again at 9 p.m. every Wednesday and every Saturday. I know y'all was like, well, y'all wasn't on there last Saturday. We probably will not be live on air once out of the month, because you know sometimes we got outside family lives to deal with. So I want to thank you guys for listening. We're out of here, and y'all have a blessed night.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for tuning into your Soul Coaching Oracle podcast. Today's commercial advertising is sponsored by Sacred Creations and Healing, LLC. Are you looking for spiritual guidance and inspiration? Look no further than Hannah Yamaya's books and more on Sacred Creation and Healing, LLC's Facebook. Visit www.facebook.com/sacredcreationshealing/ to find out more. Don't wait. Start your spiritual journey today with Sacred Creations and Healing.
Thank you for joining me on the Soul Coaching Oracle Morning Show podcast today. I hope that this conversation has left you feeling inspired and empowered. Don't forget to tune in every Tuesday and Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Time Zone on all 8 podcast platforms to continue exploring hot topics with a spiritual spin. Remember to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed the show. Until next time, take care, keep shining your bright light, and I would like to see you later. Have a great day.